It's time for the emergency break of the week.
He hasn't played in 3 weeks, Jake.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And you're defending it?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
We can't get to the Sixers or the Cavs or any of these series. Russell Westbrook will not make today's show, but he can update Rugi Odor's walk total.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
So wait. You opened the segment being a big a-hole.
Oh, and when I said this is a great book, and you said, no, it's not. The better book would be when they won the title. I said, well, yeah, but I think this is really interesting. Back and forth and so forth, and you're
right. You didn't do anything wrong. Go ahead.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Moron dog.
On the little ticket.
Such tension. Well, Mike, I don't know if you know this, but I have the hardest job in radio. I am the backup emergency brake of the week host. And so I'm pressed into duty today because George is out on vacation. It's the hardest job. It's like the backup quarterback in football. You have to be ready every week, but you're rarely called upon.
Wish we had Cooper Miller.
Yes.
This is George's baby, and it is appointment listening for me, I must say. So I'm looking forward to hearing these today.
And so I'm very nervous when I have to host the e-break because
I
need to live up to what George has put in place. All right, as always, we have three candidates. We will lay them out, and then we'll let the P1s vote. Candidate number one is Johnny Ebrake, Craig Rosengarten from the T-Box, our golf show on Saturdays. This is from last Saturday. His co-host, Rick Arnett, had a commercial to read, but Craig didn't care and just had to interrupt Rick with a small golf note.
Four events at 67.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty stout. Anyway, that's a leaderboard or something of that ilk.
Owen Brown missed the cut. He plus
did he?
One.
Oh, he was right on the line, too.
Yeah, he was, but it didn't happen.
All right. Well, screw me. All right. That was brought to you by the 33rd anniversary of the Alzheimer's Pro-Am Golf Tournament. They raised
$500,000. All right. So I just have to say this. John Drago just texted
right during a mention?
Sorry.
Some things just don't change. I could be gone a year.
Do you want to hear this? Because it's
important. As soon as I'm done with this mention.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
These guys
I'm
pay
sorry.
For this stuff.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sure it's important.
So John Drago just told us Brian Morris is a club pro.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
There's so much I love about this. Yeah, that moment where Rick sighs, pauses, just let Craig do it. And when Rick says, they pay for this.
I know.
Listen how put out he is.
Four events at 67.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty stout. Anyway, that's a leaderboard or something of that ilk.
Owen Brown missed the cut. He plus
did
one.
Did he? Oh, he was right on the line, too.
Yeah, he
at
was,
one point.
But it didn't happen.
All right. Well, screw me. All right, that was brought to you by the 33rd anniversary of the Alzheimer's Pro-Am Golf Tournament. They raised
$500,000. All right, so I just have to say this. John Drago just texted
right during a mention?
Sorry.
Some things just don't change. I could be gone a year.
Do you want to hear this? Because
yeah, as soon
important.
As I'm done with this mention.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
These guys
I'm
pay
sorry.
For this stuff.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So
sure, it's important.
So John Drago just told us Brian Morris is a club pro.
Just always butterflies flying by for going, good Lord.
Such a married couple right there.
Well, really they are, aren't they? The other funny thing, or what made it awkward, is Rick is reading a sponsor read for an Alzheimer's charity tournament,
yeah.
You know, raising all this money for a great cause, and then Craig's going to interrupt that.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
You got a text.
All right, that's candidate number one, Johnny Ebrake, Craig Rosengarten. Candidate number two comes to us from the Normandy invasion, Monday through Friday, 10 to noon here on The Ticket. And we're putting this on Mike Soroy, their producer.
Serious?
Because I was listening to this on the drive home. I heard this live, and I understood what Norm was trying to say here. And I think Mike, and to a lesser extent Donovan, got hung up on BS, the initials BS, thinking Norm was making a reference to a bad word. But I knew what Norm was trying to say. He was making a little pun slash observation, wondering if Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad also had a nickname, and it led to massive confusion and a big e-break.
Have you seen the Odell Beckham Jr.? His dad posted a video.
Oh, Odell Beckham Sr.?
Yes.
Okay.
Showing Baker Mayfield not throwing the ball to Odell Beckham Jr.
So this would be listed under OBS?
He speaks French.
Pardon your French.
Yeah, pardon your French. Initials. I mean, you can't get around that.
Well, look how proud he is of that one, boy.
Even work, though, because IBS would be, like, what's the joke part of OBS? What am I missing?
Odell Beckham
Jr.
and his
dad
is Odell Beckham.
But why is the joke? That would be under OBS. Like, what's the joke part? I genuinely don't know, because I thought IBS.
OBS.
Oh, Odell's BS.
Yeah. Like no. Odell Beckham Jr. is known as OBJ.
Got part one.
Are we near break yet?
It's his name, Shale. Do you get it?
God forgot that whole half.
Whoa.
Okay, what did OBS
it's initials?
What the hell is going on here?
Oh, my God. What is happening today? Is it going to rain or something? Shale has to yell at Norm, and Norm is explaining the same joke over and over again. What's happening here?
You know, Jer, upon further review, that's almost on Donovan equally, because I think Donovan first took it down the BS route, where Mike was obsessed with the IBS route.
Right.
Neither of them got what Norm was trying to say.
Just Mike fair. Trying to sabotage Norm yet again.
Right.
He's the one that looks dumb.
Should we split the candidacy there? Is that or is that more on Mike because he was more upset about it?
Yeah, thumbs up in here.
Thumbs up
in
here.
And he didn't get
Fernando.
The joke.
Yeah, he didn't get the. Neither of them got it, but Mike, I guess, really didn't get it.
I just love the excitement in Norm's voice when you can just hear the wheels turning.
So that would be Odell Beckham Sr.?
Right. And you can just tell he's gonna. Then he lays out for a minute and then comes back.
I immediately got
killer
it.
Killer line.
Do
yeah,
people,
I did too.
Do because everybody calls Odell Beckham Jr. OBJ. Does everybody call his dad OBS?
Yeah.
I got it. One more time, they didn't.
Have you seen the Odell Beckham Jr.? His dad posted a video.
Oh, Odell Beckham Sr.?
Yes.
Okay.
Showing Baker Mayfield not throwing the ball to Odell Beckham Jr.
So this would be listed under OBS?
He speaks French.
Pardon your French.
That's
yeah, pardon
that's
your
his
French.
Initials. I mean, you can't get around that.
Well, look how proud he is of that one, boy.
even work, though, because IBS would be, like, what's the joke part of OBS? What am I missing?
Odell Beckham Jr. and his dad is Odell Beckham.
But why is the joke? That would be under OBS. Like, what's the joke part? I genuinely don't know, because I thought IBS.
OBS.
Oh, Odell's BS.
Yeah, like no. Odell Beckham Jr. is known as OBJ.
Got part one.
Are we near break yet?
It's his name, Shale. Do you get it?
God forgot that whole half.
Whoa.
Okay, what did OBS
it's initials?
What the hell is going on here?
Oh, my God. What is happening today? Is it going to rain or something? Shale has to yell at Norm, and Norm is explaining the same joke over and over again. What's happening here?
Okay, Jer, I think you're right. I think it's Mike.
Because Donovan eventually figures it out.
Yeah, and Mike keeps yelling.
Mike never got it and just got louder instead.
I also noticed there for the first time, Norm asking, are we close to a break?
Yeah,
he
that
just
never
wanted to get
happens.
Out there and go to a commercial break. Okay, so that's Mike Soroy, candidate number two. And candidate number three comes to us from the hardline, Danny Bayless. They were talking about the news story from this week of the QAnons who were sure that John F. Kennedy and JFK Jr. were going to appear this week on the grassy knoll. Shock, that didn't happen when they said it was going to. Anyway, Danny had some math trouble.
There were human beings in our city where I live that thought...
Well, so do they.
JFK Jr. was going to arise from the grave, or wherever he's been hiding
out. They don't believe that he was ever dead.
Yeah, why would they?
They also believe that Kennedy, his dad... It might show up, too.
Yeah, oh, I know.
It would have been, what, 115?
What was he, 46 when he died?
104. Are you sure? I thought it was even older than that. He was born in, like, the 1917 or something, right?
Well, that's 104.
My math is deplorable.
Yes! Like,
we got another one.
Another what? I was listening.
It's like May 9th or May 13th.
Okay, 13th. So our moon, it's always fun...
That's
and your lights just went out. Maybe JFK Jr. turned them
right,
off.
Right.
All right, so...
That's that Knox City education.
Yeah. Dan, so I was listening. This wasn't one of those.
Yeah, that was funny. We got such certainty from Danny and then a great laugh from Corby.
There were human beings in our city where I live that thought...
Well, so do they.
JFK Jr. was going to arise from the grave or wherever he's been hiding out.
They don't believe that he was ever dead.
Yeah, why would they?
They also believe that Kennedy, his dad, it might show up too.
Yeah, oh, I know.
It would have been, what, 115?
What was he, 46 when he died?
104. Are you sure? I thought it was even older than that. He was born in, like, the 1917 or something, right?
Well, that's 104.
My math is deplorable.
Yes. Like,
we got another one.
Another what? I was listening.
It's like May 9th or May 13th.
Okay, so 13th. Our moon, it's always fun. And your lights just went out. Maybe JFK Jr. turned them
right,
off.
Right.
Right.
All right, so.
All right, that's candidate number three. There they are. Is it Craig Rosengarten? Is it Mike Soroy? Or is it Danny Bayless? 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break this week?
Yeah, is it Ricky Stanzi and Ed Podolak?
Ooh, go Hawks. Go Hawks.
All right, I guess that's it. Hi, you're on the ticket. You voting Hawkeye in the references. E-break.
Good morning, Muser.
Hello.
I would like to responsibly vote for Danny. And tell my sister if she ever contacts me during the e-break again, I will absolutely freaking lose it.
Wow, okay. I want to get in the middle of that family dispute. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like this week?
Oh, good morning, users. This is Lawrence DeLong. I reside in Tim Galito's chest. I'd like to responsibly, very responsibly, for the number one boy, Mikey Mike Mike. I love you, users. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence the Lung, a new character introduced here. Good morning, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break. Who do you like?
Yes, let's go with the man whose e-breaks are hotter than Alec Baldwin's prop guns, Norm Hitzkiss.
Okay, that's actually a Soroy vote, but we get it. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
Well, I was out there in the rain trying to play Paint It Black, but it was the ghost of JFK Jr. feeling through my veins. This votes for the mathematician, Danny Bayless.
All right.
Well, that is the worst Mick Jagger ever, by the way.
Do you do a Mick Jagger?
Nah, not when the guy who usually sits in this chair does such a great one.
Right.
I can't do that one. Bye-bye. Back to you.
Yeah. Maybe 840. We'll hear more of that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like this week?
Yes, I'd like to vote the Knox City valedictorian and Peter Brown.
Was Danny the valedictorian? Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Hey guys, E-Break Man. Sometimes you gotta say it ain't all BS is not his initial.
Who was that?
OBS.
Anybody OBS. Catch that?
OBS, I guess.
Mikey. Okay. All right, thanks for the call, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week. Hello?
Peter Brown.
We've already had that reference. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like this week in the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Alec Baldwin's trigger finger.
That is not a candidate.
So where are all the regulars? Where's Cassidy or fake Cassidy and Natalie them. Maines and all those people?
In other words, you're saying we need a few good calls to save the segment.
Well, I didn't want to come right out and say it, but even the guy, you know, where's he?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Can you help save this segment?
A, that fake Mick Jagger was so bad, I thought it was fake Nolan Ryan when it started. B, I was going to try to make a smart comment, but that Mike Soroy is the quintessential definition of an emergency brake. It's not a sudden stop. It's when something's smelling bad, it's the brakes burning, you're trying to go forward. I mean, that was insane.
All right.
And C, you stay on television in this market for 27 years, and you can criticize anything I do. Craig, back to you.
That's 4 votes for Mike. 3 for Danny, none for Craig Rosen.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Folks. Come on, Craig.
Oh, here we go. Craig. I'd like to vote for Rosen.
Yes.
And you guys have a blessed day.
Okay, the first vote for Rosen. Your cheering helped. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
Yes. When are people in Dallas going to get it through their head that JFK is not coming back next year?
Wow. Stop it. Is that an undervote or do we accept that?
On principle, we should not accept.
Okay, let's take one more. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like in the e-break?
Definitely going with Soroy.
All right, and that puts Mike over the top. Mike Soroy wins the emergency break of the week, as Sean says, again trying to sabotage Norm. Either not getting Norm's pun here or purposely not getting Norm's pun to make Norm look a little wobbly.
Have you seen the Odell Beckham Jr., his dad, post a video?
Oh, Odell Beckham Sr.?
Yes.
Okay.
Showing Baker Mayfield not throwing the ball to Odell Beckham Jr.
So this would be listed under OBS?
He speaks French.
Pardon your French.
That's
French.
Initials. I mean... You can't get around that.
Well, look how proud he is of that one, boy.
That doesn't even work, though, because IBS would be... Like, what's the joke part of OBS? What am I missing?
Odell Beckham Jr.
And his dad is... No, I understand that.
Odell Beckham...
But why is the joke? That would be under OBS. Like, what's the joke part? I genuinely don't know, because I thought IBS...
OBS.
Oh, Odell's BS.
Yeah, like no. Odell Beckham Jr. is known as OBJ.
Got part one.
Are we near break yet?
It's his name, Shale.
God,
do you get
God
it?
God forgot that whole half.
Whoa. Okay, what did OBS...
It's initials.
What the hell is going on here?
Oh, my God. What is happening today? Is it going to rain or something? Shale has to yell at Norm, and Norm is explaining the same joke over and over again. What's happening here?
Wow. Man, that was a true e-break.
Uh-huh.
How many is that for Mike?
That's his 13th win. He's 110 behind Norman Pole Assassin Hitzkus.
He will never catch Norm.